Welcome to your daily devotional, June 11th. Peace. Micah chapter 5 and verse 5. And this one shall be peace. A lot of people are crying out for justice and peace, but most of them are looking in the wrong places. The only place that anyone will ultimately find either justice or peace is at the cross of Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4 says, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Justice is biblically defined as that which accords with the ways of God. Justice is not achieved by arson, looting, or the widespread nastiness toward and hatred of law enforcement and authority. We leave justice to God himself, who says, Vengeance is mine, I will repay. How can we find peace, and how can we achieve a measure of peace in our society? Our text gives us the answer, and this one shall be peace. In the context of Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5, this is a clear and obvious reference to the Lord, eternal God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came into this world to bring peace. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14 reads, For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20, we read that Jesus made peace through the blood of his cross. A lot of people are angry today, and there are those who benefit from the anger of the masses in various ways. Such people are not operating according to the peace of Christ. The answers to our societal ills are not more programs, more education, more government controls, less free speech, or the cancel culture. Change cannot be forced externally. To push an external change will have temporary benefits at best, and then more resentments and anger will follow. The long-term and permanent answer is Jesus Christ, who changes lives from the inside out. If enough people will turn to God through him, justice and peace will follow. If you will turn to Jesus and read and study his word to know his will, you will know peace in your heart.